Mix 94.7 KMCH. In our effort to give every single one of the Vic family their own show, here comes Tim Vic, city manager of Manchester. How are you, sir? How are things?
Wonderful. You know, it's wonderful weather out
beautiful.
There.
Beautiful.
Oh, my gosh.
I got here this morning. It was like this thermometer said 40.
Really?
Now, at the airport, I like to call it Manchester International because you guys are updating things. It was 44.
Yeah.
I love this time of year.
This is the best time of the year. I really do like it. I like a little cooler at night, and the weather's going to get a little warmer during the day.
Helps with the allergies, which last few days hasn't been great, but now this cooler weather, they're going to start to settle down, hopefully.
Well, once you have that first hard freeze, that takes care of a lot of it. But, you know, really, this is football weather.
It is.
Yeah. It's my favorite time of the year.
I'm going to tailgate the show tomorrow morning. Come by. We'll fire up the grill, crack a couple of cold ones, and then I'll go on the air.
About 3:45?
No, 5:45. Well, what's been on your mind, sir? I know you had a big council meeting yesterday. What were some of the big takeaways?
Yeah, so, you know, we had a public hearing. City Council is working on an amendment to our zoning ordinance for setbacks for dog kennels.
Mm-hmm.
You know, this doesn't sound like a big issue, but really, when we're trying to attract businesses and we're looking at different things, and believe it or not, pets are a huge part of our society and what people are willing to spend and taking care of their dogs or family members as they talk about it.
Fuzzy family, yeah.
That's exactly right. So we had someone that was approaching us about building a new dog kennel, doggy daycare, grooming business here in town. And so when we started looking at locations and we started applying what the setback requirements were, there really wasn't a place they could build.
Mm-hmm.
So what our zoning ordinance was that we adopted, you know, in 2010, it had setback requirements of 100 foot from any property line for a dog run, and 250 feet from any property line of a residential use or zoning district. Well, that's a big setback. So working with Planning and Zoning Commission, we were able to reduce that down to 20 foot from any property line and 150 feet from any residential use or zoning district. So we have someone that's looking at building in a commercial area, they have the ability to set something up because, again, when we start looking at what the cost of land is, building locations, and the type of business and kind of money they're going to be bringing in, you know, these things have to somewhat make sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we had the first reading last night, and the council did approve that.
Good. Are they going to do like a kitty care? Because I got two fuzzy terrorists at home that probably shouldn't be left alone. Should probably bring them with me every morning. Maybe they need some adult supervision.
you know, that's another business model. I'm sure they would be happy to look into that.
we'll run over to Dave's office after this. Pitch that to him. Also, it was in our news this morning. We had some comments from Mayor Connie. I know you were part of it as well. This carbon capture pipeline. The city has adopted a resolution when it comes to that.
Yeah, the city's adopted a resolution stating that we are opposed to the installation of the carbon capture pipeline within Delaware County. And it, you know, it's not exactly inside the city limits. It's outside the city limits a little ways, but it's still close enough. You know, we have some concerns about what that pipeline could do. The pressures are running in that. You know, we have a lot of pipelines in town, you know, whether our water, sewer, natural gas, but they're not running at the same pressure as carbon dioxide is. And so we're also talking about something that, you know, they're having shutoff valves. I know they have safety measures and stuff, but I don't know that it goes far enough.
So
we're not in favor of it. And so the council went ahead and adopted a resolution stating their opposition to it, and that'll get sent into the Iowa Utilities Board.
Gotcha. Let's talk about construction. We'll go to Shelley Park last. Let's talk about what's happening just a few blocks this way as I'm pointing with my right hand over my left shoulder over East Main and that project there. I drove through it last week. Even though the construction is going on, it's still moving smooth.
It is. Really, they're pouring sidewalks right now on the south side. They'll hit driveways Wednesday tomorrow. So they poured sidewalks Monday. They'll pour driveways on Wednesday. Next week, they're hoping to be able to get in to start doing some trimming of the main line so that they can pour the main road. We are still trying really hard to make sure we can get it in there to pave it full width, which will save us 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Some of the challenges are we've got some signs out there because we're going to be right on the edge of the right-of-way line. And some of those signs get a little close. So if we have a truck going through, let's hope he clears
it. You want me to send some Cedar Rapids drivers up? They'll take care of that problem for you. Just knock them right over.
Yeah, I don't want to put them back up.
Anything I can do to help, Tim. You know that.
Exactly. we are making progress. We're going to start seeing some more progress as they start putting concrete down. It goes a little faster.
Gotcha. Shelley Park coming up. Last part of construction and roadways is a new restricted parking zone during school hours. Have this make sense for me here.
Sure. So as you were talking, Dr. Ricky, earlier, the new bus lane behind the school, the way they do that is the buses go south on that new bus lane. So the doors to the school and the where the kids get off all right towards the school. So mm-hmm. they take a right on Harris Street, and they go across Harris Street to Sherman before they go down to whichever direction where they go to the high school or back up to the bus mm-hmm. barn. Well, that 300 block is a smaller street. It's a 30-foot wide back of curb. Our standard is 34-foot. Mm-hmm. Now, understand, when we're talking about that, the travel space on that 30-foot is actually 29 because the curbs take up so much space. Well, we didn't want parking on both sides. It had been allowed to park on both sides. But with the buses coming through and then people trying to pick up kids, there was going to be a lot of conflict right mm-hmm. there. So we looked at, can we just eliminate parking there? Because there was one driveway, really, that was right there that goes to a garage. There's another garage there, but they don't have any room parked between it and the street because the house or the garage were built too close. So we looked at that and said, well, we got four properties that are going to be impacted, but they have access to the streets because they're all corner lots. So we looked at that and said, okay, let's do the no parking so we can get the buses in and out and make things a little smoother. Mm-hmm. Initially, we were looking at doing it just no parking period. It's easier to sign that way. Didn't look like there was going to be that much of a conflict. We did have a couple property owners come in and say, hey, we still would like to be able to use that on the weekends when we have family get-togethers and stuff like that. So the council did compromise, and so we'll do no parking from 7:30 to 4 during school days.
Okay. And okay, as you said, so 7:30 to 4 during school days, but then weekends.
Yep, weekends and
gotcha.
Nights.
Okay, gotcha.
Because yeah, really the big rush is during the morning drop-off and mm-hmm. afternoon pickup.
Gotcha. Final item. My favorite item, and in the news this morning, we talked about the Shelley Park redevelopment. People love the big tree. People mm-hmm. love the gazebo. Where does that leave the council, and where does it leave this project up to this point?
Yeah, that's really a challenge right now. Be honest with you, just in order for us to get the elevations that we need to have for the ADA compliance, the scope of the trail to be ADA compliant and the elevation differences, we're looking probably we're going to have to take the big tree down.
Okay.
It's going to come down at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So whether we do it under our controlled mechanism and then plan for that or wait for some freak storm. Mm-hmm. You know, we talked about it last night. 8 years ago, we had an arborist come in, and he wouldn't sign off whether that tree will be there tomorrow or 20 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It does have a huge cavity inside of it, and, you know, it's a cottonwood, and they're known for that, and they can be for a while that way.
Mm-hmm.
But with the design that we're looking at, we're trying to get some big open green space down there. When I say big, I'm relatively speaking.
Yeah, yeah.
But we'll probably impact its root system. Well, if that's the case, you know, we're going to end up hurting the tree.
Mm-hmm.
So the idea here is we're going to end up taking the tree down. We'll replace it. We're going to have to start planting some trees. It's not ideal. You know, obviously, first year trees take a while to grow.
Mm-hmm.
But we got to be looking at the future. And so that's what we're doing here. With this park will be a 30, 40-year park.
You mentioned big cavity, and I just heard out of the corner of my ear, Dr. Tim Collier was heading to the park with a drill. I'm like, no, it's a tree cavity, Doc, not that kind of cavity. But this is an ever-evolving thing, and I know we have on our website, and you guys released some sketches of this yep. park yet, too. Some ideas, nothing's official yet.
Yeah, no, we're still trying to finalize the design. Mm-hmm. And so what we received last night, and I'll release that to you guys here, because that was he brought it with him last night.
Okay.
Is really kind of the final concept. So now we're getting stuff put together so we can put a bidding document out so we can go out for bids on it.
Nice. I saw Mayor Connie a couple weeks ago down, where they had the Drake Jones Cedar Rapids. They built a lot of shelters out of the reclaimed trees. And mm-hmm. it was like a big multi-use thing where you could open the garage doors and there was like a kitchen and all that stuff. So come to my house, have coffee, have a beer, and I'll show you the shelter. You know, you're invited too.
Great. I'll do it.
Come on down. Maybe we'll catch a ball game while we're down there too. If anybody has a question for you, Tim, or anything to the council, what's the best way to get about holding you?
Yeah, there's two ways you can do that. You can either reach me at my office. My direct line is 927-1116, or you can email me at tvic@manchester-ia.org.
Iowa versus Nevada this weekend. What's your pick?
Iowa is going to show up this week. I think offense needs to do something. It's painful to watch the last 2 weeks. I think we'll see something. I think Iowa will pull out a win. The defense is really what's holding them together.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to say Iowa 21, Nevada 13.
There you go. We should like do a bi-weekly thing when you pick, and then we'll start a little pool, and whoever gets closer at the end of the season can buy the other one lunch.
That works for
me. And we'll make Dave pay for it either way.
I like that idea.
Boom, there we go. Tim Vick, good to see you as always, sir. You can see his smiling face and recap what we just talked about online at KMCH.com.